The good people of the Postal Service made a copy of this for us.
All right.
You know, Jonathan, if you don't mind, I'm going to ask you if you would provide me with a copy of your tape for today. Because I don't know if this is working or not.
Okay. Ours is, I don't think ours is necessarily working well either. Because we had some things off, we realized as well, too.
Okay.
What we might need to do is just, for this specific session, to write up minutes and say that you know, as we've done that. That's what you guys used to do all the time.
Okay, we can do that.
But just to...
That's fine with me. Because I just don't... Now, we have one other thing for your consideration, which I don't think is going to be a bad thing. And that is... If you are if you're coming up for the COLA increase in 1920, the CPIU average, you're disqualified if you have been issued a notice of non-reappointment or termination. Or tendered, how can that even be? Okay. Or tendered a resignation prior to the effective date of the wage increase?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What we would like to do is to say that you would be ineligible if you received a notice of reappointment or termination. But if you had tendered a resignation prior to the effective date of the wage increase, but you're still working beyond that date, you would still get it.
Okay, I think that's a good change. Because we've had some people who fell into that category, right?
Yeah, I guess
they'd announced their retirement.
Right.
Right, and then... Yeah.
And
then,
but they're continuing working. I guess some people might even retire.
Yeah.
Resign pretty far...
Yeah,
in
yeah.
The
provide,
future.
Provide notice. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I guess there's been some instances that have come to the provost's office.
Yeah.
And so they would like to
okay.
strike that
sure.
ineligibility sure. consideration.
Because these are people in good standing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They might go into phase or something.
Yeah, right, yeah. Exactly. Well, and that affects, especially if they're on pension. That pension.
It would affect their pension, yeah.
Yeah.
Affect their FRS.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that is, I think, right. So it just, I think we can say, have not been issued a notice of reappointment or termination prior to the effective date of this wage increase. I think if we take or tendered a resignation,
mm-hmm.
we're good.
Right.
So I think what's happened is that George has fixed those in the provost's office. I think he could do a...
So we'd also probably want to change this in 2018 for the one that's already in there, right? For 2018, 2019 as well. Because that wage increase has not been distributed yet, right? That's for this... We have forthcoming COLA increases in March 2019 and March 2020, right? And so we would probably want to strike that from both of those increases. That would affect faculty next year, which we can in this contract. I mean, it's just the same verbatim language. It's just on the previous page.
On the following page.
Following page, yes. Yes, thank you.
Okay. I'm with you. Because it doesn't make sense to do it for...
Yeah.
One and not the other. Okay, so I'm going to strike that here. Is that okay as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's just... or tendered a resignation is the words we're striking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then we'll initial that. That's in 25.3 and 25.4.
What do we do about the
that. So
since the 2017 2% salary increase was already given,
mm-hmm.
should we just strike this section? Because we're not giving the 2018 1%. I'm on 25.5.
No, it well the second one hasn't gone out yet. We've got another one going out here on August 8th. Right? So we don't want to strike that, cuz that increase on August 8th, 2018 has not gone out yet. So we certainly don't want to strike that.
Okay. That's to the old contract.
Yeah, let's try.
I see one just to be sure. Yes. I believe you, but
yeah. Yes. That's
So the 1% that was proposed was never in writing?
This is not in here. We had proposed it. This is a the most recent iteration without the additional 1%, right? We've agreed previously, and this was a couple contracts ago, to 3% of that 4%.
Okay.
At that time, we differentiated it over the forthcoming years.
I'm with you.
So it's in there.
Well, it is. Okay, good. I know. Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
As is that increase for instructor lecturers, it's in Article 9 that we ratified last time. Do we also want to strike it then, the same language in 25.5? Because that's a consideration in this 1%. I mean, that's going out August 18th, so I don't think anyone probably would have tendered a resignation, basically, you know.
And still be around.
Yeah, still be around. Or they would do it that early, prior to the end of the year.
I just got the only issue they brought up was the COLA.
For that one, okay. Yeah. So let's because that increase is coming out so soon, I don't think it's going to be a practical issue, but I'm saying it's the same language in there. Well, please pass on that we appreciate their attention to that.
Okay, good.
That's
as Tom will say, every time we go, I go and ask something. I get closer to somebody and you'll be able to saying, all right, you get out. All right. What in the past we sort of agreed to do some kind of at some point the joint statement.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why don't I don't know? But that process was.
Before we do that,
I'm not. I don't suggest that we do.
Right. But I'm saying, what was the position that you guys landed on for the phased retirement in that?
We'll just move to 63 to 65, and we're good with the understanding that the statute applies.
Right. Okay. 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 Good. Good. I think the spirit of the joint statement is a little bit more towards like when we do full book.
I'm with you on that.
You know, and we didn't do it in the last full book just because especially on something we're trying to get ratification scheduled quickly.
Yeah,
it's a lot easier for us to say, here's the T8 articles. Ratification is scheduled for a week and a half from now.
Yeah. So who has 26?
I gave a copy, and you got, I think my copy's in there too, Mike. I just handed that 26 out. I know, Dan, you had a copy of the 26, I think, maybe that you circled that on the, I might have handed you guys two of them. I only had two total copies. Is there another 26 in there? I can go downstairs and ask them to copy this as well.
I just put a notation to this. Where you had the arrow?
Yes.
So that somebody knows what the arrow is.
Okay.
If you could initial this one, John, where we've made changes, that's good to go. That's good to go. That's done.
Pardon?
You got me.
Okay, I got that one.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, that's the. Mm-hmm. That's good. Yeah, those are both clean copies.
And thanks for doing the phased retirement. I think our elderly faculty, giving them a graceful exit. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, otherwise we're asking them to, you know, carry their own health insurance for 2 years. Which,
$31.
I'm sure that's very cheap for it.
Previously, we had discussed about automatically opening articles of some of the things that we were discussing. Did you guys have any thoughts as we've continued this? Our impulse is just to go forward normally, and the teams will identify the articles that they want to open rather than automatically.
I think it's the best opening for us to do.
Okay.
So we can just close this out and get this going.
Good deal.
All right, well, I think we may have a resolution.
Okay.
Appreciate everybody's cooperation and thoughts.
Yeah,
absolutely. And thank you very much for getting this done so early.
And there's no need for a joint statement on this.
Okay.
The only other article is that we TA'd leaves, remember the typo?
Yeah.
So that's in here too. And everything else besides these
is withdrawn.
Status quo.
Okay.
Good work. And
all right.
It'll be boring. We'll miss you guys. Yeah. Gosh, until next spring.
Yeah.
Next spring.
I know.
I was watching the Financial News Network, and they keep pushing the wheels up. It's kind of a semi-private jet and turboprop service.
I saw that. Yeah.
It's like you lease a jet for when you need it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they had a picture of Tom Brady going on the plane. I immediately thought of you.
You know, I sort of did my private jet last time because I blocked everybody out that was in the American.
Mm-hmm.
I just said, my private jet is leaving at 9:45.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be a jet. It can be a turboprop.
I'll see if I can edit this appropriately to reflect our because we just kept it running during caucus
and sort of things like that.
So, if not, if you guys want to send us some minutes,
we'll do that. We'll do that.
We could do that too.
Just so everybody, it's going to be good for our purposes because that way, who has to implement this on our side as a kind of a understanding of what we how we got here.
Sure.
That'll all be good. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Safe travels.
Safe travels.